The Political Action Committee of NCBA PAC has been, the awareness has been elevated more this year than, to my knowledge, ever, certainly the many years I've been involved with NCBA. And we all know that that's most important. And as just has been said, I don't believe that there's anything that NCBA does that is more important, more appreciated, and more expected than our presence and our efforts in Washington, D.C. And you just heard Colin and Dustin and Kent and Christina, and we certainly have a most able and most respected staff in Washington, and they do work hard for us, and they, with our volunteer leadership, are working every day to try to turn back bad legislation and regulation and to get past good legislation. But obviously they need help, and they need people in the House and people in the Senate who understand, appreciate, and support issues that are important to us. And the way we can help do that is to raise money for our PAC. Now, we didn't create the system, folks, but in this day and time, it takes a lot of money to help people get elected or to get their what they believe in and what they stand for and what kind of people they are out, again, to be successful in elections. And we've really got to step up and ratchet up our efforts. We're the largest single sector of American agriculture, and really we've been remiss in the past by not raising the kind of money we should. Now, we've set a goal of raising $1 million per election cycle. That's $1 million every 2 years, $500,000 a year. We have this past year raised in excess of $300,000, and this is the last year of this cycle. This is the year of the elections of 2012, which has been said, I've said, and others have said, is really probably the most important election of our lives. If we believe in less government, lower taxes, and the free market system, folks, we need to do all we can to maintain a conservative majority in the House and to help get enough conservative senators elected that we have a majority of conservative senators in the Senate. And we need to do our part to help raise money to do that. We can't take the attitude that our neighbor's going to do it or this is something I don't get involved in. I really believe that for someone to say, oh, I don't do that, then they really have no right to be critical of what happens or what takes place. Currently, we have about 5% of our membership who are involved in the PAC, and we need to really get that much higher than that. I mean, we really, in an ideal world, everybody would be chipping into the PAC. I can't tell you at what level you can participate, but we need you to participate at the level that you are comfortable with and that you feel that you can. But we are working to get more people involved in the PAC, and as Bob said, we've made a lot of progress this year in elevating the awareness and getting people helping us with the PAC. Here at the convention last night, we had a PAC reception and an auction. I think the reception and auction was successful. We raised somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000. In addition to our auction last night, we have our silent auction in the trade show. We hope that you'll go by and pick out some items that you would like or could use or would be willing to take home with you and put a bid down. And if your bid wins, wonderful. But if somebody comes back and bids a little bit more, then you've helped us raise a couple hundred dollars. In addition to the silent auction, we have a sweepstakes. It's a John Deere Gator. If you buy a chance, $100 chance, you're winning a chance to win a brand new John Deere Gator. So that if you could buy some of those, and also there's a whiskey deal going on. So for $100 donation, you get a bottle of Jack Daniel whiskey. It's got a little NCBA medallion on it and a pretty bottle, and I don't know what the value of whiskey is, but still, you're helping the cause of our PAC. We didn't start this money process, but it takes it to win. And in politics, we don't ever win the war. We win battles or we lose battles. And the battle coming up now, again, is election 2012, And it's most important that we file for the sake of us and for the generations that follow us. We need to elect some conservatives to the House and especially the Senate so that we can hopefully create an environment and pass some laws and regulations that are favorable for us doing business in our industry. Again, I thank you for the time and appreciate all of you participating.